Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Guess what Laura just found in the corridor outside?
I don't know.
Right. Put the gloves on, put the gloves on.
Oh, hello. Right. Can't get my fingers in, I've got fat fingers.
Remember I just said that Kylie was here?
Yeah. So some latex, she's putting on some latex gloves.
I think these, this might be related.
Oh, they're Revolve, that's
right.
Revolting.
Check that out. Describe.
They're a pair of black knickers.
Found in the corridor, outside the studio.
That's revolting.
I thought she'd have nicer ones than that, didn't you?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, they can't be Kylie's
knickers. They're cheap.
Yeah.
That's a scoop for you, if you're listening. The Sun, Bizarre, or The Mirror, or even The Star. Kylie's knickers found in Radio 1 corridor, shocker.
Are they dirty?
Sniff them.
Oh, no, don't sniff them.
I don't think they are Kylie's.
Sniff them.
They look a bit too big to be Kylie's.
Plus, why would she take them off in the corridor at Radio 1?
Well, that is a good question, yeah.
Radio 1
Podcast. Right, I saw one of my mates from Southampton over the weekend.
Yeah.
Came up to that London and went out with a few mates on Saturday night. And you know when boys get together in the pub and they have those kind of conversations? Boy conversations.
Like, about what?
Oh, you know, girls and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not brilliant at lad conversations, no. But I try and chip in, I have a go.
Yeah.
And one of my mates around the table, you know, like stories you tell, was telling us, right, is this possible? I think he's bragging. Was telling us that his girlfriend, well, have a guess. Have a guess what she can do. Is this possible?
Oh, come on.
I don't think this is physically possible, what she can do. Have a guess.
Does she have to be double jointed to do it?
No.
Okay.
It's quite amazing if it's true.
Because everything that's going through my head, I could say in a pub, but not on air.
Oh, okay.
Does it involve a trapeze?
Do you want to tell me off air? Hang on, tell me off air what you think it might be. No, she can't. No, she can't do that. No. No. That would be amazing.
You get then. You nearly put that up just as
never
I was saying.
Never leave the house, would you?
As I was saying a lot. No, yeah, right. I think you would.
Shall I tell you? Or should I make you squirm a bit more with more guesses?
You've actually made me blush.
Right.
Tell me.
He claims she can crush a tin can with her breasts.
Right.
So she puts, like, a can of Coke or whatever between them and can crush a can with them. Is that possible? I think he's blagging it.
An empty can.
An empty can.
Right. And is she a big girl?
Yes.
Right. Does he have?
Is that possible? Because I know this girl, and I've looked at her in a different light now.
Presumably, will she need big shoulders as well to do that?
She's quite. You know, she's not small.
Okay.
Lady.
Does it mean like lengthways or?
Oh, we didn't get into whether it's lengthways or whatever.
Surely it's a whole different thing, isn't
it? The revelation was enough, to be honest. But I'd like to know, 8199, is that possible to crush an empty tin can between them? Because I don't think it is.
Nobody on the text guessed that was what she was going to be able to do.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be the first thing that came into my mind.
Mm.
But obviously not our listeners.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're now going to do an announcement to all the ladies that work at Radio 1. We found some, or men, maybe, you know, let's not be funny about this. They could be men's.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like men's, but they could be. They are M&S, though, aren't they? They're nice. Here's an announcement from Laura. Bing bong, we found some pants in the corridor. We don't know who they are.
If you've mislaid a pair of size 14 black pants, please come down to the studio, otherwise we will be forced to do a DNA test and then reveal on air who they belong to.
Who's going
to
do the DNA test?
Don't you get a kit that you can do it yourself?
I'm not.
Well, a home DNA kit.
I don't think you can do it
yourself. Or like a pregnancy one.
I really don't think you can do it.
I don't think you can do a home DNA, can you? DNA while you wait. Please do come down and claim your pants, though. Otherwise, as we say, I don't know how you do one, but we will find out and we will do a DNA test. So you've got how long?
Half an hour.
Right, there's a problem with the DNA test, Chuffers.
I thought, do you know what? I had a feeling that there might be somewhere.
Apparently you can't do a DNA test unless you have some idea as to who the person is. It doesn't just flash up with a name. Scott Mills.
That's very true.
There we are. Oh, that's rubbish. I just thought like a name popped up.
Yeah.
Didn't you as well?
I thought it was like
Laura Sayers.
On pregnancy tests, it says yes or no.
Yeah, I thought they
just
name
came
up
with a name. Scott.
It doesn't work like that.
Strange, that, isn't it? Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Jen from Plymouth.
Hi, Jen, off of Plymouth. How can I help?
I just wanted to prove your friend's theory, right, that girls can squash cans between their boobs.
That's not true.
It is. It really is.
Can you do that?
I can. Do you want me to do it now?
Well, how do you know that you can do this?
Well, my housemates are out, so I thought I'd practice.
Right, now, do you remember a while ago we spoke to someone, that girl, who could crush a melon with her thighs?
Yes.
This is up in the ante somewhat, isn't it?
It is a little bit.
So you can crush a can between them?
I can.
Where are you going to put the phone whilst you do this?
I'm on speakerphone.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, what kind of can do you have right now?
It's a Carling can.
And are you topless?
And what kind of cans do you have, is what I was going to ask. Well, you need to know the size and everything, don't you?
Yeah.
They're a G.
Right.
Okay, good. Blimey. Okay, well, yeah, go for it, if you want.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Quite quiet.
I heard that.
It's crushed, though.
So you've crushed the can?
With my boobs, yeah.
Just because I'm interested in how this works, do you keep them in a bra whilst you do this, or are they fully out?
Well, I kept them in a bra.
Right,
okay. That's amazing. Seriously, have you ever tried that before, or is this a new party trick for you?
No, well, I can put a bottle in there and bend over backwards and drink out of a bottle.
Oh, my God, I wondered where we were going.
Oh,
then.
My whole career flashed before my eyes. Well, it's good to speak to you. That's amazing.
And you, can you just say to Chatters that he's coming to my university on Friday?
Good morning. Okay. You'll be up on stage.
That's one on stage game sorted. Brilliant.
Love you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, she's a G like you, Laura.
Yeah.
Would you have a go? Because you did the melons thing, you did it good.
Did she have a bra on or not?
Yeah, she did have a bra on.
And she's a G.
Will you do it?
I'll have a go.
Because the thing is, it's great speaking to her and I could hear it and everything, but I want to see it, if you know what I'm saying.
What?
I will on Friday.
Oh, yeah, you will. Will you or not, yeah? Okay. Yes, yeah. Good.
Okay. Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, so somebody's owned up to owning the pants. All right, Rachel. Come here, Bab. How
I'm so
embarrassing. It's Rachel of the Chris Moyle Show who.
Did we do a DNA test to do this?
Somehow managed to leave her pants in the Radio 1.
No. Can I explain why? Because I've been running and I went and used the Radio 1 shower, which is always a danger anyway. Oof. And obviously scuttled out there so quickly that my pants fell out. But they are clean because I had a number of clean pairs.
Oh, sorry, I don't sniff them, love. Sorry.
I'm so embarrassed. Goodbye.
So you were listening upstairs and you thought, oh, did that kind of like, oh no,
they're
mine.
I just like kind of the surge of blood just filling my face and making me very embarrassed.
So you haven't got any pants on now then?
Yeah.
Are you commando now?
No.
Don't have a look, Scott. That's rude.
Sorry. Right, okay.
Anyway, you're meant to be doing the news or something.
Right, let's do the news.
Play a record. Do the news.
I love you, Rachel.
Love you.
Thank you so much for owning up to that, because most people really wouldn't. Radio 1 podcast. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Jan again. I just did the trick with my boobs.
Oh, hi. How are you?
My dad rang me.
Right.
After hearing talent on the radio. And I'm not sure if he's proud or ashamed.
Brilliant. So your dad heard the whole thing with you with crushing the can.
The whole thing. And I've had text messages and phone calls from random people asking if it was me.
That's going to be really good, isn't it, after Christmas dinner on Christmas Day?
Yeah, I've had people text my housemates ask if it was me as well.
Your dad would be like, guess what? Guess what, Mum? Do you know what our Jen can do? No, Nanny, you really don't need to know this. Well, go on, Jen, tell me what you can do. Well, I can crush a can with my boobs. Can you, dear? That's nice.
when he gets back from work, he's going to listen again so Mum can hear it.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, he must be proud.
You don't want her to miss out, do you?
I think they are proud.
I think they're proud. And I'd be proud as well if I was your dad.
Yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Well, I was driving to the shops yesterday before I left my phone in the changing room of the shops.
Yeah.
Right? With my mate. And Michael Jackson, Billie Jean was playing on the radio.
Okay.
And we're kind of like, we're just me and my mate in the car, he's driving. We're singing along quite loudly because it's a tune to sing along
with. It is,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're singing quite loudly and we like stop at some traffic lights and something occurred to me. You can't actually sing that song in your normal voice if you're singing along to it. Think about it. Right? Do yeah. Billie Jean. Go on, go.
That's
not how you sing along to it, though, is it?
Well, I haven't got it here to sing along. I haven't got it here to sing along to at the moment.
No, if you're singing along, you'd be like, people always told me, be careful what you do. Sorry. People always told me. Go on.
No, you do it as you were doing it. I'm breaking young girls'
hearts. Ooh. Right, if you were singing along to this now, right, the chorus is coming up.
Yeah.
How would you sing along to it? Be honest. Go.
Billie Jean.
Yeah, you see? You cannot sing along in your normal voice.
Were you also kind of doing the dance in the car as well?
Yeah.
Are you kind of saying you're adding Michael Jackson to your repertoire of impressions?
Oh! Right, have a think about... I've thought some more now, right?
Okay.
Have a think about when you hear a Shakira record. Right, you can't sing along to Shakira in a normal voice.
I normally turn off. Listen. Wherever
we're meant to. You have to do a Shakira's voice. You cannot just go... That's the deal, my dear.
Look at them, impressed, so small and humble.
You have to do that.
I haven't really thought about this, right. But yeah, I suppose you're right.
Same with James Blunt. Think about You're Beautiful.
Yeah,
you don't go. No, yeah. You don't go.
You do a bit,
my
yeah.
life is brilliant, do you? You go.
My life is brilliant.
My love is pure.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
I just thought of another one.
Go on.
What about Nickelback? How You Remind Me.
Never made it as a wise man.
True, isn't it?
Never made it as a wise man.
Go gravel.
Yeah. How? Why is that?
Because you think you are the lead singer of Nickelback.
Imagine being him. Good morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've been enjoying Autumn Watch on BBC Two. I'm slightly addicted.
I didn't see it over the weekend.
If you've not seen it before, it's a show, which is a bit like Big Brother, only with animals, and it's brilliant. They just kind of look at beavers and ladybirds even, foxes. It's right. really good, just to see what they're doing, just follow them around. It's really good. With Bill Oddie and Kate Umble. More animal dramas over the weekend. It's brilliant. Last night, two foxes got drunk in the diary room.
They didn't,
yeah,
did
really
they?
Really good, yeah.
Has Bill had his snatch of the day yet?
Well, funny you should say that, Chaffers, because it's been, as always, a wealth of innuendo bingo. Check this out from Autumn Watch.
Got some wonderful footage of our beavers last night, so let's show you that.
Good old Kate never lets us down, does she?
No, hang on, there's something there. Oh. Yeah. Lurking.
No, he just
yeah,
a beaver.
There is a yeah. beaver lurking in the undergrowth. Now, it's your favourite bit of the show?
Well, yes, to a certain extent. Yeah. I mean, the end.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean,
snatch of the day.
I do, so
I'm
yes.
the snatch of the day.
We're going to some fantastic home video footage.
Blimey. Can you show that at that time, do you think?
It is before the watershed, isn't it?
No, hang on. There's something there. Oh. Yeah. Lurking.
No, he just
yeah,
a beaver.
There is a yeah. beaver lurking in the undergrowth.
Autumn Watch, BBC Two, seriously. Loads more people have started watching this since we were playing the clips. Some of them have been a little bit disappointed with the rest of the show. Right, look what I've got. I've just opened this, a little present.
Are the beavers definitely the highlight?
Yeah, okay. Watch, look, read that.
Okay.
What does it say? Describe.
Hi, Scott. Hope you like my beaver. I stuffed it myself. Yep. Big love, I'm not. Well,
I think that says Kate.
Do you think that says Kate?
Right, turn the card over. It's from the offices of Autumn Watch. Right, and?
So have you got Kate's stuffed beaver there?
There it is.
Right.
I've got a present from Kate Humble. Right. That is Kate Humble's beaver right there. Look at it.
Stuffed.
Have a touch.
That's nice, lovely. Yeah, it's very, very soft and furry.
Thank you so much, Kate, for sending me your beaver. That's really, really nice. I'll put that on the desk. That's really good. Thank you.
Well, what's bitter? Does that mean I get to be sent from Bill Oddie?
Yeah, I'd like that.
I don't get sent Bill Oddie's snatch of the day, do I?
I'm going to be sad when autumn. Ew. I'm going to be sad when Autumn Watch ends, aren't you? I am quite addicted. Yeah. I hope they do Winter Watch as well.
Do you think?
I hope so. I'd like some kind of farmyard version at some point as well. Podcast. Oh, there's loads of people saying now about songs that you can't sing in your normal voice. There are quite a lot of them. For instance, right, this is true, wherever you are from in the world, right, as soon as this track comes on, yeah, what are you going to do?
Put on a Scottish accent.
Sing along with me now.
When I wake up, where I know I'm going to be, I'm going to be the man who sleeps up next to you.
See?
I would what?
Right, think about it. What are you going to do now? Not going to use your normal voice, are you?
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart.
Right, another one?
Yep.
Right, oh, that's the flame is there back now.
When I wake up.
Right.
You do get quite camp when you sing that. Not you, I mean one does.
One does. And?
Where are you?
Where are you?
And I'm so sorry, I cannot sleep, I cannot dream tonight.
Any Blink-182 record, you've got to put on the American Wailing Spiders. It's got to be done. Editors as well, you can't sing them without...
Do you find that?
Yeah.
How many editors tracks do you sing along to?
Smokers Outside the Hospital Doors is one of my favourite tracks, yeah, actually.
But do you sing along to it?
Yeah, sometimes.
In that voice?
Yeah.
That sounds like Mr. Bean. I think you need to be deeper and a bit more serious.
Okay, I'll practice the editors, but okay. The others were quite good.
Yeah, they were.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Jen from Plymouth, she can do it, and her dad's really proud. But can Laura from York do it? Crushing a can between your boobs. It's amazing, this. Think about it, right? If you can do this, right, at Christmas... After dinner and stuff, Christmas Day, your dad will stand up. I've got an announcement to make, everybody.
Take off his top hat.
Yep. Here's what Laura does when she's at work. And off you go. You're so proud. Right, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Come up nice and close. Here we are.
I'm not quite sure how to do this.
Well, just do what you think. Okay, here we go.
What are you doing with the can? Where are you going to put it?
Do you think I'll put it in my bra?
I would, yeah. I'm no expert, but... Ooh.
Go!
A bit.
Yeah, that is crushed.
That is crushed.
Particularly on the right side.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Your right boob's very strong.
You've always wanted a party trick, haven't you?
Yeah.
And now you've got one. That's really nice. I'm glad we could be of a help there. It's Mills on the way home. That actually happened. That's amazing. I actually saw all of us.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, this is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. Where are you tonight?
I'm actually stuck in traffic just outside Stirling.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, you know how you're speaking about putting on accents when you're singing songs?
Yeah.
And you were saying you put on Scottish accents when you're listening to Proclaimers.
Yeah, well, you can't do Proclaimers without doing Scottish accent, no.
Exactly. Well, see, it works both ways.
Okay.
If I'm listening to Kate Nash or Lily Allen, I put on a Cockney accent.
Do you?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
Rubbish.
Would you do that now?
Oh, go on then. That girl next door, what'd you do that for?
It's true. It's better than my Ronan Keating. Feel free
never
to carry
been
on.
I'm on my own that way. Just sat by myself all day. Oh no.
I love you, Natalie.
Oh, thanks. I love you too, Scott.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, it's Dave from earlier on. I can do the boob trick.
Oh, hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm not bad.
If you missed this earlier, this all started when I was down the pub with one of my mates from Southampton, and he was saying, I didn't believe him, that his girlfriend can crush a tin can between her boobs.
Yeah.
I thought it not possible. I thought he was just bragging a bit, because we were having a kind of lads conversation. But Jen in Plymouth then rang us earlier. She can do it. Her dad was listening and is really proud of her.
Yeah.
So, Dave, you were on the road earlier, weren't you, when I spoke to you?
Yeah, I had to pull up.
You're at home now?
I'm at home now.
Now, you were saying that as a student, you did this trick with your man boobs.
Yeah, I'm afraid I did.
You can crush, you can crush a can.
I can.
Right. And you think you can still do it now?
Well, I'm a bit out of practice, but I'll give it a go.
Okay.
are they a bit bigger than they were when you were a student?
Well, yeah, because I used to at least do some active things then, like dancing whilst I was drinking, but now I just sit.
Right, yeah.
Thing is, you never lose it, do you? I don't think so.
It doesn't leave you.
Doesn't leave you. All right, okay, Dave. Well, now on Radio 1, the moment we've been waiting for, where Dave, I'm going to do a drum roll for you, Dave, right, just to build up the tension a little bit. All right?
Excellent.
Where Dave tries to... Don't do it yet. Have you done it?
No, you've got to get in position.
Okay, get in position. Where Dave, off of Teesside, tries to crush a can with his man boobs. Go!
I've cut myself.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's not good. Is it crushed,
though?
Don't
ruin it, Dave. Yeah, that sounded really good. You've ended it on a low.
Yeah, you have. That sounded really good, and you went and spoiled it by saying, I'll cut myself.
It's okay. There's no blood.
Are you all right?
Yeah,
sounds like
a minor scratch.
Sounds like you really crushed it.
Is it completely like crushed now? Yeah,
more on one side than the other.
And there's no blood gushing everywhere out of your man boobs. No,
no, no.
I don't need to call any kind of ambulance.
No,
excellent. At all. Right, I'm glad you're okay, and thank you for doing our experiment.
Well, you know, these things need to be done, don't they?
They do.
See, it doesn't leave you, Dave.
Right, thanks very much.
Love you,
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Can't do Teenage Dirtbag in a normal voice either, can you?
Her name is Noel.
Yeah? See what I've done there?
You said it's going a bit Kermit again, isn't it, really? Anyhow.
Well, that's how I sing them,
okay,
all right.
But
I'm being the bloke off Wheatus.
Not every artist sings like Kermit.
No. What about
Brian?
Yeah, and you do have to do
Stop
that.
Stop marks for not trying.
Right, there are people in America now, right, going, Brian, going a little bit Yorkshire,
you do
aren't
have
they?
To do that a bit Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Right. Knocking on Heaven's Door, Guns N' Roses.
What's that one?
I'm knocking on Heaven's Door. I.
Just like Axel, yeah.
Thank you.
Really good.
Sounded in pain, more like it.
Another artist you can't do, right? You cannot sing Dizzy Rascal, can you, in your normal voice?
Go on then, just a bit.
Bring it back. I love it when you move like that. Blah, 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 blah. Bring it back. I love it when you wind like that. What?
Can't do it, can you?
No, you can't. No, that's true. I can't help seeing Dizzy Rascal like Dizzy.
You do it, come.
No, I'm not. No.
You know the words.
No, I'm not seeing Dizzy Rascal.
Go on.
No, I can't do it. I couldn't
like
do that.
That. Like that. Like that.
Can't sing it, can you, without doing it?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hello, Scott. It's me again.
Oh, hi, Dave. How can I help?
I want to apologise to my nana who is listening at the moment. I don't think she expected when she turned the radio on today.
Wow, how cool is your nan listening to Radio 1?
It was recommended to her by my faithful cousin who heard me earlier on, saying Dave could be on today. And I get the impression she's probably heard, but I haven't actually rang her yet because I'm a bit scared.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if she...
She'll be telling all her friends tomorrow, though.
Do you know, I'm probably going to be around the church tonight.
She will. My Dave was on the radio earlier. Really? On the radio? What was he doing? Well, what he did was he took his shirt off, my Dave, and then he crushed a tin can using his man boobs. Oh, really? You must be so proud. I am. I'm the proudest grandmother in the whole of Teesside.
I've got to be
Even
careful,
though I sound like I come from London.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to be careful, though, because she'll be telling everyone at the local working men's club, and then I'll be down on stage, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you'll be the new act.
Have you thought, though, Dave, that it might be hereditary? And she might be able to do it herself.
Oh, God, why do you have to say that?
Well, she might be proud.
That's
she might
horrible.
Be proud that she's passed her
Why
skill
would his nan be able to crush a can between her boobs?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's
no.
all wrong, Dave. It's all wrong. No, I know it's wrong.
No. Oh, my God.
It's only a suggestion.
I've got to go.
She's listening. Oh.
She might be trying at this very moment.
Stop it! Oh, see, Dave had to go then. That is your fault. That is horrible. Oh, God. You always do that.
What?
Just bring it down to that level.
That level? Why? How low are they?
That's the most wrong thing you've ever said or done. Sorry about that, Dave. Thanks for doing the experiment. Sorry about him.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.